What do you call the place where your, say your cotton and corn grow? You say that grows in a
field.
Is there anything like that except maybe smaller, say you might
patch, cotton patch? Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference between a patch and a
mm-hmm.
field.
Mm-hmm. The smaller one would be tall patch.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, talk about getting back fences for just a minute. A barbed wire fence. When you put a barbed wire fence up, those things that you string the wire across, you call those the
Post?
And what about
fence post.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say that your best dishes are made out of?
I'd say china.
China. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that or something like that that a farmer might use to try to get a
nest egg? Nest egg.
Yeah, was that usually made out of china?
Well, kind of a glass-like china stuff, you know, And they'd put that in there to entice the hen. Now, don't you know that would entice a hen to lay? If she didn't have those eggs in her growing to lay, that egg wouldn't bother her.
All farmers do to have
nest
eggs.
I was just going to ask whether it worked or not.
I guess it did. Yeah. If the hen wanted to lay an egg, it did.
Yeah. Just happened to be coincidental.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call the thing that you would take with you to catch the milk when you went to milk your cows?
Pail?
Mm-hmm.
Milk pail or bucket? Milk bucket or milk pail?
Bucket stand, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, though?
Mm-hmm. Pail and bucket, same thing.
When you think of a pail or a bucket, what do you think of it's being made of?
Tin or zinc.
Galvanized.
Galvanized. Mm-hmm.
Some sort of metal and not wood.
No, they didn't use it. Wooden milk buckets. They had wooden water buckets.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that people used to keep around to throw scraps in for the hogs?
Trough.
Or
hog bin? No
trough.
Well,
hog trough.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The thing that you pour feed in or something like that.
Trough.
Well, you might. Sometimes people kept something.
Slop barrel.
Slop
barrel.
Slop can.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, did they ever call it slop bucket?
Yeah, slop bucket, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. They'd pour their dishwater in there even, you know, and all kind of, you know, the scrap from the table and stuff like that, you know.
I see.
And it'd start fermenting before they'd get out there to the holes.
Sounds pretty rough.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about the bigger thing that you just throw any sort of trash in? You just call that your
slop barrel from the outside?
Yeah. Or what about nowadays, what you have in your house, you know, the
waste basket?
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger one some people call that. Well, what about these big metal things that you set out for the people to haul off?
Yeah. Garbage can?
Garbage can.
Garbage
can. I've got mine full and running over right now for him to get in the morning.
At 8:30 this morning.
I put mine out yesterday.
What do you call this thing that you might use to fry eggs in or ham or something like that?
I'd call it a skillet. I have an iron skillet that I cook with. Some of them call them frying pans.
Frying pan.
Frying pan is a metal pan, though it's not the iron skillet.
Have you ever seen anything kind of like that that might have legs on it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is that?
It's big and got four legs in it. They used to set them in the fireplace.
Yeah, it has an iron lid that goes on it.
Uh-huh. And they'd set them in the coals of a fireplace. Like you'd put it on sweet potatoes, you'd put your sweet potatoes in there and put the lid over and shove that in the coals, and the coals would cook that fish.
Was that called anything in particular? Would something like that be called a skillet?